Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, Robin, in our neighborhood outside of Washington, D.C., much talk about Easter coming Sunday, giant meal preparation. Passover starting last night, giant meal preparation. Any special menu by you in your home?
It would be Easter and things with eggs. Egg things. Something will happen.
Yeah. Well, in our house, you know, our kids have aged out of our bunny cake that we used to make. So we're still figuring it out. But as you may have surmised, it is Kathy Gunst time. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, guru, culinary advisor. Kathy, hello.
Hello there.
And you know, Kathy, I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of people just do the same thing. You know, if it's Easter, maybe you have the Easter ham, and if it's Passover, something with horseradish, and by the way, good Pesach to those celebrating.
Thank you.
And you. But you come up with different things. I mean, how challenging is that?
I mean, this is what I do. I think about food all the time, and every holiday, my family relies on certain rituals and traditions, but I always like to add at least one dish that's new. So I'm hoping that these three recipes will appeal and people will give them a try.
Okay.
Well, Kathy, let's talk about the recipes you have brought today, starting with one that could work, I guess, for either Passover or Easter, an asparagus and egg salad. Wow, go.
Yeah, it would work very well for either. However, there are several elements that are from the symbolic plate that is served at the Passover Seder. Eggs, which symbolize rebirth, renewal, and fertility, and horseradish, which is a symbol of the bitterness of slavery. So what I did was I steamed asparagus, then I hard-boiled some eggs, and when they're done, you push them through a fine sieve, so they get very beautifully finely ground up, and then I finish the set. So I sprinkle these hard-boiled eggs on the stems of the steamed asparagus and top it off with a horseradish spiked vinaigrette. It's very simple, really colorful, and I think it would work beautifully for either holiday.
Yeah, you know, and what I love is when you talked about, you know, what the eggs represent, and of course asparagus, the things that just grow straight up from the ground, you know, like us, you know, they look just like they are. They are so, if you don't celebrate these holidays as, you know, holidays of faith, you can celebrate spring, you know, it's just
exactly
wonderful.
Exactly.
And you have a new use for a Passover staple, matzah?
Matzah, yeah. Matzah is a cracker-like unleavened bread. That's one of the things about Passover, is that you cannot eat leavened bread, no pasta, cookies, bread. So I took a very classic Middle Eastern salad called fattoush, and instead of using day-old pita bread, which is the tradition, I thought, what if I crumbled up matzah and crisp little pieces? But here's the amazing part. It gets tossed with olive oil and lemon juice, and then pomegranate molasses, or you can use honey and pomegranate juice. And then you toss this matzah with cucumbers, tomatoes, dill, mint, parsley, and sprinkle it with pomegranate seeds if you like. And it is a salad that celebrates everything about spring and renewal. And it's got gorgeous colors and crunchy texture.
Wow. No, I am thinking is not just one to eat, but one to look at. That's an Instagram one.
Yeah, there you go.
For us to look at. Let's talk dessert, Kathy, that the Easter Bunny might love. In our house, we have retired this old bunny cake where you take the circle and you cut out the ears, you know, and then the middle part becomes the bow tie. And
That bunny.
Well, there would be no demand in the market anymore in the Tong household with the age of our kids. So you have a carrot cake.
I do. And this is not one of those carrot cakes where you have to like take off from work and spend the whole day. You mix a batter up and you put it in an 8x8 square inch brownie pan. It's quite straightforward. But what's great about this cake is it's so moist. It's carrot, pineapple, and coconut. So you mix carrots and wonderful spices like ginger and cinnamon. And then you add crushed pineapple from a can, golden raisins, and then some toasted coconut flakes. And the whole thing is topped with the vanilla cream cheese frosting. And it is so moist. And honestly, I think the whole thing was done in a little bit over an hour.
Wonderful.
From start to finish.
Oh. Wonderful. And we're going to have all of your recipes at hereandnow.org. But Kathy, we got a minute left here. And I just want to ask you, the food world, had a great loss. Noted Indian cookbook author Raghavan Iyer died last Friday, 61, suffering from cancer. You knew him professionally. Just, I know you had some thoughts.
I did. He was just a wonderful man who I would meet yearly at a culinary conference. He had this twinkle in his eye. He was funny. He was kind. And he will be greatly missed. And he really spread the word on Indian curries and spices. And you should check out his books. He was really a gem.
Yeah, I'm going to spell it. Raghavan Iyer, Raghavan Iyer. Look for those recipes. And, of course, look for Kathy's at hereandnow.org. Kathy, I said it before, I'll say it again. Good Pesach.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah. And to you, Kathy.